Your call has been forwarded to voice.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Eleanor?
Yes.
Hi, Eleanor. It's Aaron calling you back from INS Law. How are you?
Oh, right. I couldn't get back to you because we had people in at the time.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's completely fine. Is now a good time to talk, or?
Yes, could you hold on a minute? Stand to shut that door. Something going on. Yes, we could go now.
Okay, perfect, Eleanor. I promise you not to be too long.
Right.
Just for data protection, Alan, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
It's 81158 and it's 43 Stone End Street.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Eleanor. I just need to grab a little bit of a brief statement from yourself from your time in Nazareth House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And once I've got that statement from yourself, I can send out these documents to you. Get you to sign them for me, and then when I receive them back, I can send your application off to the redress scheme then in order to obtain an application number.
Yeah.
Okay. So just to remind you on that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, Eleanor, just tell me a little bit of about your time in Nazareth House, please.
I can't remember the exact date, but it was like in the mid-50s. I would say 57, 58.
Yeah.
Between 56 and 58.
Yeah,
I couldn't say exactly, but I think I was about 8 and my sister was 7.
Okay, so was you placed at Nazareth House with your sister, was you?
Sorry?
Was you placed at Nazareth House with your sister?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, and what was that care setting like for you? Talk to me about your experiences.
It was quite, well, what I can remember anyway, it's just things that stick in your mind because you're so young anyhow, but
yeah.
It was quite brutal, the mentally and physically, what they did. You were caned if like you wet the bed, and you were really... It was really just quite brutal. That's what I remember anyway. And
yeah. Just
constantly cried the whole time you were there. We got left there with my mother.
Okay. So, physical and emotional.
Because she was homeless.
So you were suffering beatings from the cane, was you?
Yep, yes.
And what would that be for? Would that be for you getting in trouble, or would this?
No, it was for waiting in bed.
Okay.
They all go to it, just me, everybody. That was, you were taken into a hall. It was like an assembly hall type thing. And it was like a lot of nuns and priests there. They were there when that was happening, and your name was called out, and you were again, and you, the nun, beat you. I'm sure it was either a cane or a strap. I couldn't be definite there, but it was a cane or a strap. They didn't do it with their hands.
Okay, surrounded by nuns and priests. So would this be done in front of other children, would it?
Yes, All the kids that did wait the bed, all the bedwetters were put to the one side. And another thing I know, we got taken to school. I don't know what school it was, but we got taken to school on a bus. And the kids that was like us, if you had wait the bed the night before, you were made to stand in the room where they fed you and they give you a breakfast and that. You stood there, you didn't get any breakfast because you did that.
Oh, wow, okay. So
when we to school on the bus after that, we were taken to school.
Yeah. Okay. So when you was when you was bedwetting, was this a little problem before you went into care, or did this problem happen because you was in care?
No, well, I didn't used to do it, but my sister did. She was just constant. She constantly did it. But
yeah. When
we went into care, I don't know how long it started after we went in, but it started with me, I know.
Yeah. Okay. the form of punishment for death. So you were neglected food the next morning after wetting the bed, was it? Or
yeah.
that morning?
Yeah.
So you were not given your breakfast, did you say?
That's right, correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this or share at this moment in time? It is okay if not. You will get a second chance to go through this when you do
well,
the statement.
What they used to do, they used to come around during the night, the nuns, and they would to me it was like checking the beds, checking the wounds. They put their hands under cover. I don't mean they touched you. I don't mean that. They didn't. But they put their hands under the covers to see if you had wet the bed. And if you had, you were dragged out of the bed. You were pulled out of the bed. And you're standing there freezing because you were shivering because you were wet as it was.
Yeah, of course, I understand that.
You could stand there and just chastise you to the bed to take what changed.
Yeah. So they make you stand there whilst they changed the bed, was it?
Yeah, uh-huh, the season. And then the next morning, the bed wetters were, to me, like I can see in my head, as if you were paraded. I wouldn't have seen that probably back then, because I wouldn't know what that meant, but in my head, as if you were paraded in front of like, the whole place, the whole home.
Yeah.
Because we were all there.
Yeah.
But there was all nuns there, and there was priests and all, but they were... They never said anything to you, but they were there to me to witness what was going on. As I say, not that I could think of that at the time, but you were just down in there, and that's what they'd done.
Yeah.
Just looking humiliated, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, I completely understand that. I've also noted that as well for you, that, you know, humiliation of getting a cane in front of everyone and also being singled out.
Yeah. I put my hand in the Bible, and that is exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I really do appreciate you opening up about that. I know it's not the nicest thing to experience at such a young age, Alana.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, obviously, from what you tell me, this goes into the application that I'm going to be sending out to you shortly via email. And this, obviously, once it's got your signature, this will also get sent off to the redress scheme for them to recognise that you've been or suffered some form of abuse. So what I'm going to do for you is, I'm going to send this out to you. But before I do, I just want to go to the redress tag there. So, when it does come to the two types of payments that the scheme offer,
mm-hmm.
There's a fixed payment of £10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically a fixed amount of on awards, regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But then there's an individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. Which is decided by a closed independent panel based on the level of abuse that you've suffered. So they'll look into your witness statement, read over your story, look at the support and evidence that we'll provide alongside your final submission. And then they'll obviously assess all of that and give you an award. Based on what you've told me, Eleanor, I would like to put you forward for the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. Solely because I believe that your story is worth a lot more than £10,000. You know, to suffer that at such a young age is you know, traumatizing and can live with you, and I'm sure it still does. So I'm going to put you forward for that. Just need to ask, have you received any relevant payments in regards to the abuse that you've suffered from? You know, any civil claims, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And I probably know the answer to this one, but I do have to ask it. Do you have any criminal convictions at all?
No, not one.
No, I thought not. You don't sound like a criminal to me.
just for having grand wins and great grand wins.
Yeah, of course, I completely understand. I've got two of my own and a stepdaughter as well. So yeah, they're all under the age of 7.
Yeah,
keep me on my toes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was yours, but you spoke to last week, aye?
It was, yeah, it was.
Now you told me to take photos. You asked me if I had marriage lines. I can't find my marriage lines, but I've got my birth lines because my name was Hart when I was born, and I've got a passport. Did you tell me to take a photo of them?
Yep. So you can take a photo of them and send them over to me via email if possible.
Right, so could I put you into my daughter?
Yeah,
because I'm not very phone minded for taking photos, so because I don't do emails and stuff like that. She does all that for me.
Yep, of course, not a problem.
I should get her to take the photos and get her because I don't know how I can take a photo, but I don't know how to forward it on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Can you just clarify, obviously, with this call being recorded? Can you just clarify who I'll be speaking to, please?
You'll be speaking to my daughter, Sandra Little, same name.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yep, that's not a problem. I'm happy to speak to Sandra.
Right, yes, she's here.
Hi.
Hi, is it Sandra?
Yeah, hiya.
Hi, Sandra. Yeah, my name's Aaron. How are you? You're okay?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking. Not many people ask that. So what I'll need, it's your mum, isn't it?
2 seconds, I'm going to take a note just in case there's like a wee list of things. So what is it? You need a...
Eleanor's your mother, is it?
Uh-huh, yeah, my mum's name and address, did you say?
No, sorry, I was just confirming, that was all. So Eleanor's just advised me that she's got a passport, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then she's also got a birth certificate. She might have mentioned.
A birth certificate, yeah. She did mention about the marriage one. I said, you can get a copy. And I said, but ask if it's crucial. So obviously now, because you can't find her marriage certificate, but I know you can acquire a copy or whatever, but I just said, just make sure that might be enough. And I said, so.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, either the passport or the birth certificate, either one, because they're still the form of ID, but we'll need
Then you don't need both, you just need either or.
Yeah, just either or, please. And then a proof of address dated within the last 3 months.
Last 3 months, proof of address, okay.
So dated from today's date, if possible, if that's going to get sent over today.
Okay.
And then obviously, yeah, just in regards to that marriage certificate, that's only because Eleanor has had a different name, especially from being in care. Sometimes the Scottish government can ask for a verification of name change, even though they have that on file. We kind of scratch our heads with that as well. They want obviously that our clients to provide that for them.
Do you think she should acquire a new one just in case they ask then?
I mean, it's entirely up to you guys. What we can do is obviously we can provide the previous name that Eleanor had, and if they do come back to us and say we do need the marriage certificate, we can then come back to yourself and say we do need that. But in the meantime, I am happy to see how far we can get, and hopefully, fingers crossed, they might not ask.
So
if you guys obviously forking out for a marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously, that's entirely up to yourselves at your own discretion.
Well, we'll see how far we got on with just the ID we've got, and then if obviously they need that, then further down the line that can be acquired, no bother.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much. I'm gonna send out your mum an email. I've got the address here of little n Ellie @gmail.com.
Yes, you can't. I don't know why. So this is my mum's email address that she's never been able to get into. Usually I provide mine just because, obviously I address my emails and stuff like that. So a lot of my mum's stuff, I just give them my email address just because this email address she's never been able to access.
Yeah.
I know she's gave you it because you've asked for one, because she just looks at, there's an email address, but she's never been able to get into it. Is that all right if I just give you mine?
Yep, of course, yes.
So it's Sandy L, Sandy.
Sorry, S A.
So she got A-N-D-Y, Sandy. L. E-double-L-E.
E-double-L-E, yep.
83. 83.
At gmail.com. Perfect. So that means then that the contracts, contracts, it's just documents from ourselves that we need signing on your mum's behalf in order for us to act for your mum. They'll be coming to your email address.
Okay.
So just obviously.
Should I just click the link and send it back, or is there another separate email address I need to send these back to you with attachments?
Yeah, so this mobile number that I've rang ended in 882. There'll be a text message that gets sent with the link. If for whatever reason it doesn't work on your mum's phone, if your mum has an older phone, anything like that, you can forward the link to yourself. But just as long as it's Eleanor signing the documents and obviously not yourself, obviously because it's a legally binding document. So what's going to be attached in there is basically a client care letter, which is basically a hi and welcome from ourselves. This is what we do for you. There's a conditional fee agreement, which will be titled the CFA. That's just basically, Eleanor's aware of this, it's just our percentages, which obviously I can relate to yourself. So, you know, we're not obviously robbing your mum or anything like that, but it's 16% plus VAT. So it's less than 20% that we take. So that just explains our percentages. And then there's also a letter of authority, which basically gives us the right to act on your mum's behalf, obtain the records that we need for evidence from social cares and any medical records, anything like that. And then obviously there'll be a part one and part two of the application form that I'll be sending out, which will be attached with the statement that I've just took off your mum then. So that'll all be attached. You click the link, it'll bring up the documents, and at the bottom of the screen, it'll say how many fields are required in like a yellow box. You can use that as a bit of an indicator to get you through the document. You just click that box and it'll take you to where it needs signing. Once you, I think it only works if you scroll to the very bottom of the screen. There's a little box on the corner that says that the signature that's been provided is legally binding. If that box gets ticked, it'll then illuminate the submit signatures.
So it means that you can then sign on it?
You'll then be able to send them straight back to myself, so you won't have to send it on a separate email. You just click that button and that comes straight back.
That's brilliant, because sometimes when you get these things through, it's, you know, you need to convert the format and all that and able to like write on the form. So the fact that, so the highlighted parts just means it's able just like quick to go in there just for her to sign and stuff like that,
It's an electronic signature. So when you click that yellow box, it'll take you to like a signature box. You click on that signature box and it'll pop up with a space to scribble, or you know, you can even she can even type her name in. If obviously, whatever's easier. And then obviously I'll send a separate email to yourself, just obviously with the request of the proof of identity and proof of address, and to that email, just reply back with the attached images, and I'll upload them to the file and verify and then. If and when these documents are going to get signed, sent to you in the next maybe 5 minutes, if you do require any assistance or you get stuck or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call back and I can talk you through anything as well.
Right, no bother, that's perfect, thanks very much.
Not a problem, Sandra, thank you very much for taking the call. And obviously I'll get them sent over and just tell Eleanor once we get these documents back I can send the application off for the application number then from the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Okay, perfect. Great. Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem, Sandra. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.